just having a role of a lifetime.
It truly is a role of a lifetime and a dream role, a role that I never thought that I'd be playing now, you know? And so it's such an honor and a privilege, but it comes with a lot of responsibility too. Definitely.
I was thinking about that. It is big shoes to fill, I guess.
Very big shoes to fill. I mean, the role that was originated by Colm Wilkinson and, you know, has been played by so many amazing actors before me, Hugh Jackman in the film, and now I have my shot at it, which is really exciting.
And you were very young. I'm guessing it opened, what, were you even alive?
I was alive. Yes, I was alive when it did premiere in London. So it's been running 33 years, and I'm you know, a little older than that. So, yeah, I think that that's one of the things that's so exciting about this production, especially this tour of this production, is we are a younger cast. And so I feel like we have that energy that really is definitely needed for, you know, Les Mis. It's about a revolution. It's about change, which I think that is why so many audiences connect with it, especially right now. You know, there's so much change and unrest and people fighting for a better world. And I think that audiences connect with that when they come in to see the show. And I think that that's what helps us to bring that energy to the audience.
Yeah, I had not thought of it that way, but that makes perfect sense. Yeah. So tell me about the first time you saw the show.
The first time I saw the show was actually the PBS concert version for the 10-year anniversary of the show with Colm Wilkinson and Lea Salonga. And, you know, and I remember sitting there watching it, and immediately I was like, I want to play Marius. That's the role I want to play, because I was, you know, obviously a teenager, and I was like, that's what I want to do. And so I actually got my crack at playing Marius about 9 years ago in a regional production of the show. And what's interesting now is now that I look at the show, I obviously connect with Valjean and I connect with that story. And I feel like that's what's happening with audiences when they come to see it. We meet so many people at the stage doors that are saying, you know, when I first saw the show, I was a teenager and I connected with Marius and Cosette and Angelos. And now I'm a parent and I'm bringing my children to see the show for the first time. And I'm connecting with Fantine and Valjean because I've grown up. And so I think that that's what's so great about this show, is you can see it at different points and connect with different characters throughout. Yeah,
absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. I saw it in my 20s in London. It had only been out a few months. Mm-hmm. I just got lucky. I happened to be there at the time.
Amazing.
And I was in my 20s and I related to the characters you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And then I saw it again years later, and it does. It takes on a whole new perspective.
It takes
as
on a whole
older.
New meaning and a whole new perspective, yeah. And I think that that's why it truly has stood the test of time. Not only the story and the music, but also the way that people connect with the story.
And because people see this repeatedly, how is this production different, this Broadway show that was there for a couple of years and now it's on the road?
Right. So I guess if people have seen what we call the original production of Les Mis, which had the big turntable and you know, all of, you know, the barricade coming in is kind of like two giant claws. ours is a little bit different. Our production team has kind of done away with the turntable, but what we've gained is beautiful projections. One of the things that our designers found out was, you know, Victor Hugo was this amazing artist, and he kind of hid his artwork away because he really wanted to be known as an author first and foremost. And so the ability to now take his artwork and put it and use it as projections in our show. So we actually use Victor Hugo's work, which is really brings it really full circle, because you're not only seeing what he originally painted, but you're also seeing the story that he originally created on stage. And so, and it really helps to bring the audience into our world. You know, it gives them an escape for 3 hours. And when I don't want to give anything away, but you know, that when we're walking through the sewers at the end of the show, or we're marching down the streets of Paris, the audience really feels like they're doing that with us.
Oh, that's really cool. I was thinking, because of the age of the show now, it's become more of a classic. I still think of it as relatively new. You know, I can remember, you know, getting into, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Lerner and Lowe at the time when they were 20 and 30 years old.
Right.
And now this show is 30 years old. So like you said, you're getting a whole new audience all the time.
We're getting a whole new audience all the time. Yeah. I mean, I met a father and a daughter last night, and it was their first time seeing the show together. And he was like, I was blown away. I had no idea. And he's like, so thank you. So that's what's exciting too.
Yeah. Have you, have you had a chance to meet, did you meet the producer, the authors?
Yes. And that's also what's so exciting is, you know, we do have Claude Michel Schoenberg and Alain Buglio still alive. The authors and creators of the show are still with us. And so when we were in our final rehearsals and in our technical rehearsals, they were there. And, you know, and they have such a wealth of knowledge and also just such a love and a passion for the show still after so many years, and they still find little things that they want to fix, or they'll change a little thing here or there. And that's what's so exciting about this piece, is that they're still heavily involved. You know, Cameron McIntosh is there to oversee us, and I think that having people at the helm that have been with it since the beginning is also why it continues to impress audiences and sell out everywhere it goes.
Do you have a favorite moment, two or three, in the show, or
Oh,
does
of
it change
course.
night to night?
You know, I think my favorite moment in the show is Bring 'Em Home, is singing that song every night. And why it's so special for me is during the audition process for the show, I lost my mom to ovarian cancer. And it was literally the day before my final callback. And she had been battling for 6 years. And so me being able to sing Bring 'Em Home as Valjean, singing about Marius and this boy who is there to protect his daughter and the sacrifices that he's going to make to make sure that he stays alive, makes me also think about my mom and the sacrifices that she made when, you know, going through chemo and coming to see me in shows across the country was when I was on tour with Phantom of the Opera, and going to chemo on a Thursday and flying out on a Friday so that she could come and see me on a weekend. It was just remarkable. And so I can think about that, and it's a moment for me to connect with her and connect with the story. So I love
She
it every
must have
night.
been so proud and still proud
Yes.
of you. Oh my
Definitely. She's got
goodness.
the best seat in the house every night. That's what I always say.
Oh, that is awesome. Les Miserables runs through Sunday, May 6th. Tickets at DallasSummerMusicals.org.